Hello and welcome to The Brick Room, a podcast all about Lego, hosted by Trevor and Isaac. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to The Brick Room.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. Long time no see.
We're back in the Brick Room, and today we've got a special episode because not only are we going to be talking Lego, we're going to be building Lego as we do it.
Yeah, at the same time. It's about time we did this, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to get some good ASMR. I mean, let me give you guys a sample of what you're going to be hearing.
It doesn't get better than that.
Just a little bit of Lego pieces like that. Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds great.
So, Isaac and I have been wanting to do kind of a podcast while we build, talk about whatever comes to mind as we build, and talk about the current builds that we're doing. So, anyways, Isaac, how have you been, man? It's been a minute since we recorded.
Yeah, so it's been busy in between episodes, done a couple of things, so I'm trying to remember. I was trying to prepare for this with what I had done in the meantime, but I know, because when we did the last one, beginning of September, I think.
Yeah, I was around then. I think that was when you announced that you are engaged.
Yeah, so that all happened. And then I think after we just after we recorded the last episode, Lauren and I went to Hawaii with some family friends. So that was a ton of fun. Got to go to the beach for the first time in a couple of years and snorkeling. We went to the Big Island, so we went to Volcano National Park and all that stuff. So that was a good time. And then I came back from Hawaii and then went straight to Germany with my parents because my mom was running the Berlin Marathon. So, of course, I had to tag along to Berlin. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was great. We hung around Berlin for about a week. We spent about a day in Poznan, Poland, because it's like a two-hour train ride across the border into Poland. So we were like, might as well go to Poland while we're here. So that was pretty cool to see Poland, see Germany. Just to totally...
A lot of countries.
Yeah, that's the first time I've been in Europe, so I've been itching to go to Europe, so definitely glad I got the opportunity to go there. And I think the highlight was we got to go to a soccer game in Europe.
Oh, really?
It was nothing too crazy, but I was still excited. It was we went to Magdeburg, which is about an hour west of Berlin, and we watched Magdeburg play Paderborn. It was a second division game, so it wasn't the highest level, but it was still super exciting because the fans over there are just a different breed, man.
Yeah, it's their religion.
They were chanting and jumping, waving flags the whole time. It was definitely awesome to be a part of. So that was the highlight for me. And then got back from Germany, chilled out for a while, and then I don't think I'm missing anything. And then last week I got my wisdom teeth out. So yeah, that was six, man. Yeah. So it actually went pretty well. I heard the horror stories from all my coworkers and friends and everything about how you're going to be in so much pain and just look like a chipmunk with napkin and gauze stuffed in your mouth and all that. But I mean, the first day and a half, I was kind of like that. But after that, man, I was good. And I think I was lucky because I only had my top two wisdom teeth and they weren't impacted or anything like that. So they were super easy to take out. So I think I had it better off than a lot of people did. So
that's good.
I'm feeling like...
How are you feeling now?
Like back to normal. It was a week yesterday. So I went to the gym yesterday, did a light workout because you're not supposed to work out for like a week is what they tell you. So I just did a light workout to see how I feel, and I feel good. Mouth, teeth feel okay. So I think I'm in the clear, but I'm still taking it easy with chewing and like straws and all that stuff. You're still not really supposed to do a ton of that for like 2 weeks. So
the good old dry sockets.
Yeah. I think I'm past that, knock on wood, but I'm still just going to take it easy since I don't want to have to go back to the dentist, but yeah. No, we're doing good.
That's good, man. And, you know, for me, pretty much same old, same old. Been working a lot. I actually have done quite a bit of Trev's Kingdom work. So if anybody listening has bought some Lego or Pokemon cards from me, shout out to you guys. It's been really good.
Your eBay has been popping.
Yeah, I've been working quite a bit on the eBay. I decided that my never-ending backlog, like, just needed some organization and a little bit of, like, going Marie Kondo on it, you know? Like, am I ever going to build this? Does it bring me joy?
Does not spark joy. And if not,
I'm good to move it. So, yeah, I sold quite a bit of stuff. I still have so much, you know?
I feel you.
Just sold stuff that had just been sitting in closets for years. So, and I've actually, since doing that, I feel like it's sparked a new, I don't know, new inspiration to build things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been building a ton. I mean, since we recorded last.
So I see you've got Ahsoka's shuttle built.
I've got Ahsoka's shuttle. I don't know if I built the ghost before last episode. I think I did.
I think it was a little before.
Yeah. So, and also I've been getting really stoked on what I'm building right now, which is these alternate builds of the Lego art sets. So I started, I don't know how this, I think I saw this on Instagram one day.
I was going to say, I feel like now that like we've talked about it, I think I've seen stuff on like on my suggested or whatever of like the instructions or builds of those, like those kind of things.
Yeah. So if you guys are familiar with the art sets, the Lego art sets are basically just little 1x1 studs. And you put them on these blocks and create sort of like a mosaic art piece. And they have them for like, I don't know, they have them for like Star Wars.
Pretty much, I'm sure you can find them for pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, but like the official sets, I think they only have
Star Wars, you're right.
Elvis, Beatles, Marilyn Monroe.
Didn't they do the Rolling Stones too?
I think they did the Rolling Stones as well. And then they did like Batman, Iron Man. Anyways, so somebody online, shout out to them. I believe their account is pronounced Kaoshest. So they have like a whole catalog of alternate builds. So you basically just buy two or three or one of the existing Lego sets. And you can make an alternate build with the pieces. So I started out with Kanan, which is sitting right behind you right now.
Yeah, that thing is awesome. Fierce. It's awesome.
So Kanan was my first build, and it's two of the Batman art sets put together. And I think it looks really cool. And yeah, the instructions were like $10. So
yeah, that's,
I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah, that's a steal.
And right now the Batman set is at Target online for $90. It's usually $130.
Is it still on sale?
It's still on sale.
I might have to pick one up then because yeah, that Thrawn is tempting me.
Yeah, so I'm building Thrawn right now.
Yes, sir.
And I'm excited about it. I was going to tell you, Isaac, there's a one set version and there's a two set version.
Okay.
So the one set version is just his face with like his cool red eyes. And the two set version has like his hands kind of like folded, like he's plotting.
Okay. Is that what you're doing?
More. I'm just doing the one.
Oh, you're doing the one. Okay.
Yeah. Since I did the two with Kanan, I figured I would just do one with this, but I'm addicted, man. Like I really like this. The building experience is a little bit repetitive and it hurts your fingers. But it's very rewarding, and it's easy to like turn on something while you do it and just kind of zone out. I also do it with the iPad, as you can see, so I can cross out the rows as I go.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. But anyway, so I've been really excited about this. My birthday passed as well. So
I got the
UCS Venator.
I saw the box sitting out there.
Yeah. And
it's a beauty.
Couple other Lego thing, the Lego set things, but yeah, the Venator and then these art sets were kind of my big Lego birthday presents.
Yes, I mean, you can't beat the Venator, man. You cannot.
And I hear you got it too.
Yes, sir, I did. So, I was thinking about it. I had never before this, my the biggest Lego set I ever bought was the UCS gunship, which it's a big one, but I mean, I hadn't gotten into that range of like the Razor Crest, the Millennium Falcon, that kind of size. So I was like, oh man, it's a lot. But I waited for a double VIP weekend and used some my VIP points I already had. So I think I got $100 off of it because I had like 13,000 VIP points or whatever. So got it for a good deal with double VIP on top of it. So I just couldn't pass it up because the vendors, I never thought they would make a UCS vendor, to be honest with you. So when I heard they were making it, I was like, I need to support and show that we need more prequel. We need more prequel UCS stuff.
It's pretty amazing, really.
And it's a great, I mean, I haven't built it myself, but I saw it built at the Lego store, and man, that thing is, it's beautiful.
I still haven't seen it built.
Yeah, next time you go to the Lego store.
I'm tempted to not go to the Lego store.
It's so you can surprise yourself.
Surprise myself.
It might be worth it because, man, I tell you that it's definitely worth it, 100%.
I mean, when I built the Super Star Destroyer, or no, just the Star Destroyer, the Ultimate Collector Series Star Destroyer, when I finished building it, I hadn't seen it yet in person. And I'm like, holy
fuck. That's a good way to do it.
This thing is huge.
Yeah, that thing is, that's massive.
And, I mean, I'm just excited to have that and the Venator, like, side to side.
Past in the, not past and present, but the original and then the Star Destroyer, I guess, was based on it, kind of.
Yeah, man, we're getting some pretty solid Clone Wars sets that I never thought we would start to get again. Like, we got the gunship, the Coruscant Guard gunship. Yeah, the Coruscant
Guard gunship. That was one of the ones I was debating. I was between this or the gunship of what to take over here and build. But
so you've got the gunship, though?
Yes, I do have it.
Haven't built it yet, though. I've got mine sitting over there, too. That's probably... I'll probably do the Venator next. And then I'll jump to the gunship.
I just don't have a good place to put the Venator because I really want to do it, but I just don't have a great place to put it right now.
Yeah, it's like, where do you put that thing?
That's the hardest part. I was going to say, I probably is like the only place I could really fit it. It's, sadly, that's the hard part with those is just the struggle of where do you put it.
Yeah. So, also today, speaking of places to put Lego sets, we are officially in the Trev's Kingdom and the Brick Room Studio. It is a... How do I describe this? It's so this room, when this house was built, this was a storage room, but a cold storage room. So it was unfinished, excuse me. And it was just this long room.
Yeah.
Unfinished.
At the end of the basement.
At the end of the basement where people will just store their crap, you know? So anyways, my family, they lived here prior, so my grandma and my mom helped her. They ended up finishing this room just for future use. They put power in here and, you know, lighting. There's no HVAC in here, but it's a pretty cool room. And so, anyways, when we moved in, my wife and I was like, that's going to be the
spot. Yeah, that's it. It's the spot.
So, I think it ended up working out really well. It's a little tight down here, but when it's just me, it's perfect. When it's both of us, like, I think it works.
Yeah, it definitely works.
So this is our first, like, I don't know, fully set up, minus video. One day we're going to get video as well.
Yeah.
But what are your impressions of it down here?
I love it, man. The color scheme is great and all the shelving and stuff. It's a great place to display all the great Lego sets, and you got plenty of space for more, which is always good. But no, I like it. The TV is nice too. We're watching the Bulls and the Mavericks right now. So we got Lego on, got basketball in the background. I don't know what more you could want. So this, I'm loving the setup, man. It's great.
Yeah, man. This is like the escape. You know, this is like the place you come when you just want to unwind. Build some Lego, hang out with the boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my cat loves it down here.
yeah, she was
my
all
wife
over.
Is obviously still invited. Lauren is invited too down here. It's not boys only. But yeah, this is where I'll do like my gaming and stuff. But It's really good for building Lego sets and displaying them right after you finish.
Yeah. Just turn around and put it on the show.
Yeah. So eventually we're going to get some good video down here too, which will be really fun to kind of show off things. I think I really do need to get like a new PC for us to do that. So
yeah, a little more processing power maybe.
Yeah. But tell us about what you're building, Isaac.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hadn't mentioned it. So I am putting together the, what is the official name here? So it's the 75364 New Republic E-Wing versus Shin Hades Starfighter. Definitely rolls off the tongue. But this one is one I just picked up, actually, to get the Steamboat Willie gift with purchase. So I've been wanting it for a while, because this one's been out since August or before August. Is it August?
August, yeah. Came out in August.
So it's been out for a while. I've been eyeing it for a while. I just was waiting for a good time to pick it up, so I did. And I mean, this is one. Figures are great, and I love the E-Wing. We finally got an E-Wing, so.
Another one of those, like, dual ships.
Yeah, sets. Exactly. That's pretty cool. Kind of like the Mandalorian Fang Fighter and the Interceptor. Yeah, so I think these ones are cool, getting two different ships in one. So, working on the E-Wing right now, so I'm excited to see how it looks.
First E-Wing ever.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows, maybe there'll be more.
Maybe it'll interesting that it took Ahsoka's show to
yeah, of all get things. E-Wing.
But my favorite part about that set are the minifigures.
Yeah, this... I'm on bag one, so I just got, I guess, Captain Porter was his name. The one that chases down Sabine and Ahsoka at the beginning. But
probably like the one figure that I'm not that excited about in that set, but...
My favorite is the IKEA droid.
Yeah.
The he blue and yellow IKEA. Astromech. But now there's Morgan Elsbeth, Balin Skull, and Shin Hady in this one. So, I mean, that's like the big three right there.
That's so sick. Like, that, those three are just like the backbone of Ahsoka, I feel like.
Yeah.
Such good villains that we knew very little about going in.
Yeah, it was nice to like not know exactly who. I mean, Thrawn obviously you know about if you've seen Rebels and read any books and all that, but like those three, you have no idea what they were doing, why they were doing it. No, so I enjoyed it.
I was gonna say, you building that set brings up, you know, the fact that we have not talked much about Ahsoka.
That's true. It pretty much happened in between these two episodes.
Yeah, we got the entire series, basically. So, how many episodes was it? 8?
I think it was 8, yep.
8 episodes. My initial thoughts are that I really liked it.
I did, too.
As any show that you watch week by week, sometimes it feels a little slow. But once you get through it, you get the whole picture of, like, the what they're trying to portray. I just thought it was an awesome story. Characters were really good. The new characters that they brought,
I loved. I don't think they whiffed on any of the new characters. I thought they were all pretty great.
They were all good. And we finally got the long-awaited return of both Ezra and Thrawn.
Yeah.
And it was in live action. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, that was one thing that I honestly didn't think we'd see. After watching Rebels and reading the Thrawn books and everything, I was like, man, I would love, absolutely love for Thrawn to get a live action something. And I didn't think we would get it, but man, we got it, and it was more than I even expected. I mean, that reveal with the Chimera coming in and seeing the underside with the design on the bottom and then seeing, oh, that was great.
That brings chills. Up, like, do you think we're going to be getting a Chimera Lego set?
I hope so. I would be severely disappointed if they didn't, even if it was just like a play scale one, like $130, $160 size set. I would be disappointed if they didn't do any kind of Chimera.
I feel like if they did Moff Gideon's ship, how do they not do Thrawn?
Where Thrawn's is a lot more exciting, I think.
And I feel like the minifigure is going to be so popular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going to do Thrawn somewhere. I don't know if they'll do his ship, but I'm like 100% sure they're going to make a Thrawn next year at some point.
It's like, how do they not do a ship? What other ships in
Ahsoka? Because, yeah, they've pretty much done all the main stuff. They've done the shuttle. They've done the E-Wing, the Ghost, E-Wing. Shin Hades' ship. they're not going to do the big hyperdrive ring.
No.
So there's not much else to do besides Thrawn's ship. So I hope they do that. And also, I hope they do that, or I hope we get some of his, what are they called? I can't remember what they're called now. His stormtroopers. The night troopers. And then Captain Enoch.
Oh, yeah.
I want some night troopers, and I want Captain Enoch. I think that would be sick.
Yeah, that would be crazy. We got some, like, zombie stormtroopers. Finally got some good Halloween content.
I know. Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah. I think... I don't know. I know that a lot of people have mixed opinions on, like, Sabine being able to use the Force. I was fine with it, honestly. I think that, you know, the fact that she had tried to train before...
I was going to say, she had been training for a while, and I know she didn't really keep up with it much, but, I mean, she was training, so it wasn't like she just came out of nowhere. And
think about how much time she spent with Kanan and Ezra, and, like...
Yeah, that too.
She trained to wield the Darksaber, which I know isn't the same as training to use the Force, but I feel like Kanan taught her a lot of principles about the Force, so I don't think it just came out of nowhere.
No.
The people that are upset, I'm like, did you even watch Rebels?
Yeah, probably not, I would say, if you're upset about that.
While I was watching Ahsoka, I just loved the meme. So, you know, when Andor, not in the show, but in Rogue One, when Cassian Andor says to Jyn, I think it's to Jyn, when he's like, finally, the rebellion is real for you. I've been in this fight since I was 6 years old, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? So,
somebody
made a meme of that, but it's like when, what was it? It was like when my partner rewatches Rebels with me and finally realizes like how great it is.
I think I remember you posting that on Instagram. That gave me a good laugh.
Yeah, and it's like, I've been in this fight since I was 6 years
old. Yeah, all these people just getting on the wave now, like we've been on it.
And then that crazy guy, like with the meme that has the, like the blackboard behind him with all the ropes tying things together, like
he crazy, saw the murder. Yeah.
And he's like gone crazy, and it's like me explaining to my friends how a Disney XD show, like
set the base for all this stuff.
Set the base for this. You know, new live action show. Anyways, yeah, like if you hadn't seen Rebels before watching Ahsoka, I mean, a lot of it was probably confusing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I think that they did an okay job, like, to the people that are new, saying like, oh yeah, I understand this.
Is cool. I don't think, like, obviously it made it a lot better, but I don't think you absolutely had to watch that stuff and like read the books and all that before the show. Like, I think you could watch the show and still enjoy it. You might be a little confused on some stuff, but I think you could still enjoy it without all that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, The Mandalorian had a little bit less lore in it, so I feel like that had a really easy barrier of entry, but still, I think Ahsoka was for everybody. And I mean, if you don't know Anakin Skywalker at this point, like...
Yeah. Why are you watching Ahsoka? But yeah, getting more... getting Force Ghost Anakin and all that was... The flashbacks and everything, that was awesome.
And I've heard that Hayden Christensen is, like, open to continue playing the role.
He loves Star Wars. He probably wants to be in anything that he can, I would think.
Don't you love that when there's like these actors that
just absolutely love Star Wars? And you can tell too, like he did great in the scenes and stuff he was in.
It was awesome. We got like episodes that were like an ode to the Clone Wars,
mm-hmm.
because Ahsoka lived through that, and like an ode to Rebels, but we stayed within like the time period they were focusing on,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome. So it was like, yeah, this happened to Ahsoka. This is how it affected her, and this is how it's helping her right now. I really liked that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think they did well with expanding the scope, but like keep like making sure it all made sense.
For sure. For sure. I'm making Thrawn's eyes right now. So I got some nice red.
Oh, there you go.
Coming in.
Yeah, you can tell who that is.
It's funny when you're like building these art sets because you're using all these weird colors and you're like,
wow. Yeah, how does that make? Yeah. I can see how, especially the ones where you're not really building any significant feature, like the eyes or mouth or anything like that. I'm sure it can be like, what is all this white and blue and purple doing? But it works in the end. People are more artistically talented than I am.
Yeah, I feel like to make these alternate build art sets, there's got to be like a software you can use. I know that...
I'm sure there is.
I know that BrickLink has like a studio... like kind of like a computer aided design type of software you can use, and you might be able to do it on there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because there's, I mean, I don't know how you'd be able to figure this out by yourself. I guess you probably could if you sat there long enough. But
yeah, and I'm just like, I want to support this page that makes these things, you know. I mean, these instructions are only $10 and it's like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's still, yeah, and it definitely takes some effort to do that. Even if you can use a computer program, it's still, you got to know what to do.
There's literally so many of them now that I'm like, I want to do that. I want to do that. Oh, I want
to do that. I feel like it's kind of like the like modular buildings or something. Like you get one or two and then you're like, okay, I want to do like.
You get addicted.
The whole rest of the series. Like it seems like it's definitely a rabbit hole.
And they have an Instagram and she'll like post something of like one of her new instruction manuals and she'll be like, what do you want to see next? And one of the days I put Balin's skull, and I kid you not, 2 days later, Balin's skull, she had made it.
That's awesome.
I'm like, dang, okay, I'm putting Count Dooku for the next one.
I know. Just start, you gotta put some like obscure Star Wars side character or something and
see. Well, she has like Darth Bane.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like super random, but
really that's cool. Yeah, I guess you really could do anybody if you really wanted to.
Something interesting I wanted to talk about with you is, you know, talking about obscure characters, obscure minifigures. I've been thinking about like there are a lot of Star Wars minifigures that I feel like I just got growing up that are now like worth the amount most sets are.
Yeah.
Like, I realize that I have Darth Malgus.
What? Oh, wasn't that in the one, like, TIE ship thing?
Yeah, and he's from a video game.
Is it Force Unleashed or Knights of the Old Republic?
It might be Knights of the Old Republic.
But I know, sure. I know what you're talking about. But yeah, how much does that figure go for nowadays?
I mean, I think he's like $250.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, this is just a minifigure, dude.
That's one I... That's why I haven't bought Thrawn yet. I mean, because the show and everything, I'm sure they're making a new one. But I don't know if I could justify spending $250 on a minifigure. That's crazy.
And I have a hard time justifying keeping it, you know?
Yeah, say for that price, like, man, do I want a minifigure or $250? Because you could buy quite a bit of Lego with that.
I had somebody buy out, like, so many of my poly bags. Because I just had poly bags, and those were one of the things I looked at, and I'm like, these have been sitting in this storage bin. And yeah, some of them are valuable. Some of them are collectible. But I'm like, I'd rather have something I can show, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather have something that I'm looking at and enjoying. So I ended up selling some. Yeah, and like the Shadow ARF Trooper, it's mm-hmm. like $400.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I knew it was expensive, but I didn't know it was that much. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was one of the ones I sold as well. Because I was just like, yeah, it's cool, but I don't know. It's just sitting in this container.
Like, yeah, I think I'd rather have $400.
Yeah, and then I had two Darth Revans. Darth Revan minifigures.
That's a pretty pricey one, isn't it, too?
Yeah, that one sealed, it's like probably $250.
Jeez.
So I sold the sealed one, and I have one that's open. And I'll keep the one that's open because it's cool.
Yeah.
And I actually like that one. The fact that I had one outside of the seal means that I liked it.
Yeah.
So,
jeez, that's insane.
Anyways, yeah, I got rid of a lot of stuff that I was just like, I love Lego so much, but if I make it unmanageable, like I just have so much backlog,
yeah,
so much stuff just sitting, like it's not as enjoyable.
Nope, 100%.
So, but obviously everybody's different and everybody likes different things, and I sold a lot of sealed stuff to sealed collectors. So, you know, and some people just like sealed stuff, or they don't have space for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think in your case, you've got a lot of sealed stuff, but it's just because
I don't have the space
to display it. Yeah, you're like, I'd love to build this, but
that's what the vendor, like, I just, every time I walk by where it's sitting, it's like, I just want to build it so bad, but I just do not have a place to put it right now. Or else, yeah. I would definitely be building it.
Just put it on the kitchen table, man. I know. It's the perfect centerpiece.
Yeah, it's a new art. I'm sure Lauren will love that.
Yeah. Shout out to Lauren in Brooklyn. Our significant others.
Yes.
Most supportive.
Absolutely.
Supportive chicks in the world.
Wouldn't be where I am today without her.
Oh, wow. That was cute. Lauren, you better be listening. Out of everybody, you better be listening.
She'll probably gag when she hears that. So.
Out of our 10 listeners that we have, you better be one of them.
I know. I got to give a shout out to my boy, Hank. He asked me when we were doing the next episode, so I know he'll be listening.
Hank, dude, I've never met you. I don't know you, but I feel like we're friends already.
Oh, well, you guys would definitely be friends.
So, Hank, stay tuned. We're going to keep this up. I feel like we've obviously gone through like some droughts, but the fact that we're still doing this is like a pretty good sign, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, we mostly just do it because it's fun.
I was going to say,
to hang out too.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to hang out, put some Lego together.
Yeah, watch some sports now.
Speaking of, I haven't checked the score in a while. I think it's the fourth quarter, but better not lose to the Bulls, man. Come on.
Yeah, so the NBA season started.
Which I thought it started like this week when I checked ESPN and saw that the Mavericks played last like Tuesday or Wednesday. I was like, what? I was super confused, but Mavs are 3-0 right now.
Dude, they've been cooking.
Still early days, but they beat the Spurs and Wemby. They beat the Alien.
Yes.
And then they, who else did they beat? They just beat the Grizzlies 2 days ago. And who?
Bro, Grizzlies are bad.
They, without Ja and Steven Adams, they are bad.
The Jazz are playing them right now.
Are they really?
And let's see.
I hope we don't bash on the Grizzlies and then they're beating the Jazz.
Jazz are up at halftime, 79-46.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Dang, the Mavericks didn't even beat them that bad. But yeah, the Grizzlies are in a sad state right now. But who else did the Mavericks play? Oh, they beat the Nets. That's who they played. But yeah, 3-0, which I don't think they've started 3-0 since like 2004 or something. So
good for them.
Definitely. We'll take it.
Dude, Luka is so sick.
Yeah, he's been on a tear. I think he's averaging like 38 points a game right now and 3 games. I don't know how he's doing tonight, but yeah, I'm sure
close to a triple double.
Yeah, he got 2 triple-doubles, and I think the one game he didn't, he had like 49 points or something. So,
him and Jokic have just taken over the league, man.
I mean, if the Mavericks do okay, I think the MVP is Luka's to lose, unless Denver just absolutely cooks everybody again. I think they, unfortunately for Jokic, I think they're going to want to give it to
somebody
new. And I think Luka, because it's like at the beginning of every season, Luka's like at the top of the MVP race, and then the Mavericks just lose, or he goes in a slump and then he falls out. But he's been in there for a couple of years, so I know they want to give it to him.
As long as Denver isn't like first place throughout the whole year.
That's what I'm saying. I think if, I mean, because Jokic is playing at an MVP level, but
he always is.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nothing new for him. Denver's such a good team that I'm sure they would do well without him. Not as good, but Mavericks without Luka are better now, but they used to be abysmal.
So, Did you know, do you remember when Lego had like a license with the NBA and they
It's funny you say that because I actually have a bunch of the I don't know how many sets there were, cuz I think we have somewhere in my parents' collection we have a the basketball court, I want to say. Yeah, yeah. I have a bunch of the old NBA figures. I'll have to send you pictures next time I'm at my parents.
Yeah, it's freaking cool, dude.
I have the Dirk Nowitzki one.
I was going to say they have like character
packs. It's funny cuz they're like early 2000s, so they're like the teams. Like, I think we have like a Vince Carter one on the Raptors.
Oh, that's so
there's
sick.
A Steve Nash, I think, that's still on the Mavericks, actually. But yeah, I'm trying to think. There's like a Jason Kidd on the New Jersey Nets.
Wow,
like they're pretty cool. So yeah, I'll have to send you.
I know
pictures.
I've got the Karl Malone.
I don't know if we have, I don't think we have Karl Malone, but we have a couple. I think we have like Paul Pierce, maybe. We have a Celtics one, I know that. But yeah, we have a bunch of those old, funky, spring-legged NBA figures.
So cool.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool.
I will say Lego has gotten more popular, I feel like, in the last like 5 to 10 years than it was back in the day. Like, I feel like back in the day, instead of collecting, it was just like people building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
It's totally changed.
That's why the sealed stuff from back then is so much more expensive, because people weren't...
They didn't keep it sealed. They weren't like, oh, I'm going to keep this and sell it in 5 years or 10 years. They just opened it up.
And now guess what? Everybody does that.
Yeah.
So that was another reason why I was like, with like sealed Pokemon and sealed Lego sets, I'm like...
At the end of the day, man, what's the point if you're just keeping it in the box? Like...
It's just about money at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, I understand. I have a couple things I'll probably keep sealed, but it's those things, it's because I have more than one, like battle packs and small stuff like that. I might keep like one sealed, but yeah, I'm not about that.
Did you see the post of the guy that, I think he got like almost every single sealed Lego Star Wars set? He has like 900 plus Lego sealed Star Wars sets.
That is insane. I don't even want to know how much that would cost to put together, man. Oh, every single one.
I'll send you the
send me the link or whatever. That's crazy.
I think it was like a Guinness Book of World Records too, like.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
But I mean, and then he like shows his room. And it just looks like a
museum,
like a warehouse, because like the you can't even see the sets.
Is it like all in just oh yeah, because that would take up a ton of space too.
Yeah, it like, you know that at the Lego, I think it's at the Lego house where they have that like the Lego inventory.
Oh,
like
the vault or whatever.
The vault, wherever that's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just looks like that, you know. Pretty cool, but.
Yeah,
it's just not really my cup of tea.
Yeah, that was gonna say it's. I can respect it, but yeah, it's not really my thing. Wow. I feel like I have every Lego Star Wars set sometimes because I have so many, but not even close.
I feel like all of like the modern sets that come out, like I get almost all of them, you know.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, I'm going to get that
before yeah.
it's gone.
Uh huh.
Like I'll go to Target and I'd be like, I already have all these.
Yeah, I know.
Give me some new stuff.
January 1st will be here before we know it.
Yeah, so what are some January 1st releases you're excited about?
I'm trying to think. I can't remember which ones are like January and which ones are like March or April, but I think aren't they doing is it the Malevolence or the Invisible Hand that they're doing?
Oh, I don't know.
I think, I want to say they're doing one of the like Clone Wars droid ships finally, like a midi-scale one, I think, which I'd be all over that because we need more Clone Wars, but... That one, and then I think the Tanif 4 boarding diorama, I think that's one that's rumored to be coming out at some point next year. That one should be pretty cool, because I think it's got Darth Vader and...
I was going to say, is that the Vader?
Yeah, well, like the beginning of A New Hope, where they get caught in the tractor beam of the Star Destroyer.
Got it.
And Vader busts in with all the stormtroopers. So I think that one will turn out to be pretty cool.
Too bad it's not the Rogue One scene.
I was going to say, I would like it better if it was the Rogue One Vader scene, but we'll take it. I need to look at the list because there's actually quite a few. I think like it looks like it's gonna be pretty good because I think they're doing a Millennium Falcon midi scale too.
Oh yeah,
they're doing a couple, and then I think they're doing a 10 and 4 midi scale too.
They're doing the midi scales coming in hot.
Yeah, which I'm a fan. I didn't originally really like them. Like, as a kid, I thought they were kind of stupid. So I was like, why would you buy something that you can't really play with?
Or that's smaller than, like, what it should be, you know?
But that was obviously kid me who didn't know anything.
Didn't have your own place.
Yeah.
You're just at your parents' house, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's room for that.
But no, so I after building the Superstar Destroyer mini scale from this year, I can respect it. I think, yeah, that one is awesome. So I'm looking forward to the other ones.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Lego Masters, the new season 2.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either. I was going to see if you had watched it.
No, I've seen the ads and stuff, but I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
Dude, Lego Masters is actually pretty good.
I've watched, because what season is this? Do you know?
This is the season 3.
Okay, that's what I thought. I think I watched season 1 and I think a little bit of season 2, like with my mom. But I haven't watched season 3 yet.
Dude, it's super corny. And like, the host is so cringe.
Who is the host again?
Whoever plays Batman in the
Lego guy, movie. The guy that does, Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, yeah.
The one that does the Reese's commercials.
That dude, man. He's got the voice. I'm going to try and like impersonate his voice and we'll all do our next intro in his voice.
Yeah. Try to do it like a Lego Masters style intro.
But anyways, even though he's cringy, I don't hate him.
The builds and stuff that they do are so impressive.
Like, dude, that's what it's about. You know, like you see some of these things that people make and you're like, are you kidding me? Like,
I'm not claiming I'm an expert, but if I had a ton of time and like unlimited pieces like that, I could probably build something kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, those guys with the limited time they have, it's crazy what they can put together.
See, and I feel the total opposite. Like, I feel like if I was there with all of those pieces,
you'd just be overwhelmed. Like,
I would be like, I couldn't build anything. Like, I don't know if it's just the engineer in me that I just like need instructions and like standards of like, this is how I need to build this, and if I do it wrong, like I'm doing it wrong. But those creative juices, like I would need somebody on my team that was good at that.
I think I would need like a prompt, like how they have the challenges. I would definitely need, like, I wouldn't know what to do, but if I had like, okay, I need to build like a castle or something, I could probably make something kind of cool. But I would definitely not be able to do it as fast as those guys can.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is they do like good building technique too.
Yeah, it's not like it falls over when you tap it. Like, they're strong.
They do like greebling or whatever it's called, like where it's like
cover the out, like the. I know what you're trying to say. I don't know how to describe it.
It's like covering the outside of the Lego.
Yeah, making it detailed
instead of just being flat.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's tough, dude. Oh, I was gonna tell you too. We need to go to Brick Slopes, like this upcoming year.
What is that?
You don't know Brick Slopes?
No, I don't. Is that a convention? It sounds like a convention.
It's in Utah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured. But I've never been.
And I found out that a lot of people like travel to it, like
really?
From outside.
Is it a pretty big one then?
I think so, man. Like, it's been going for, let's see. I mean, I think it was definitely going before I went on my mission, which was in 2015. So, I mean, it's been around for coming up on 10 years, probably.
Wow.
So whenever Bricks and Minifigs came to Utah, they started that convention as like an extension of, you know, their store. They're kind of the sponsor, and it's just taken off. So I've even thought about having a table to like sell minifigs or
sell stuff.
That would be kind of fun. If I end up doing that, you would be my guy.
I'm in, 100% in.
So yeah, even if we just go.
Yeah, when do you know when it is?
It's in August every year.
Yeah, I'm down.
So we just missed it. I mean, we're in November now, but next year,
100%.
Next year we'll plan on it.
Yes, I would love that.
I was actually going to go in 2022, but I ended up going to Collecticon, Long Beach,
which
is a card convention.
I remember you going there.
So I chose cards over Lego.
Next year we'll choose Lego. Don't worry.
Next year we'll choose Lego. Plus, Collecticon is like, they do it in Denver as well in October. So it's like, they do it in a bunch of different places where Brick Slopes is only in Salt Lake. So
okay, that's cool. Yeah, I had no idea.
So okay. if you live near Salt Lake or if you live in the West, come to Brick Slopes in April 2024. You'll see Isaac and I there.
We will be there.
Maybe by that time we'll do a meet and greet for our 10 fans.
Yeah, make sure
outside the door.
Make sure our parents are there.
Or we'll do like an Easter egg. We'll be like, if you come find us here, you get a free...
Get a prize.
Some sort of free Lego set.
Yeah.
And we'll be hiding somewhere.
I'll make sure I have to sit down. It's hard to... Both of us, too. You're tall, too. It's hard to miss us in a crowd, I think.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know if they've
never
seen
us. That's true. You'd have no idea who we are. That's 100% true.
So that might be something fun we can do.
I mean...
Yeah, Bricks and Minifigs. Have you ever been there?
I've been... Is it the one... It's just the one...
It's right by your house.
Yeah, that's... I've been there before. It's been a while since I've been in, but I have been in, I think, once or twice.
Next time I'm over by your house, we should go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Their sealed stuff is always expensive.
But they have a lot of minifigures and stuff, too, like loose stuff.
Yeah, they have like loose stuff. And they'll have complete sets that just...
Not boxed.
Yeah, like, I bought the Malevolence. You mentioned the Malevolence.
Malevolence
there.
Their Clone Wars one, the minifigs.
And it has, like, all the minifigures, original, all the pieces. They double-check it. They, like, rebuild it to make sure that it's actually complete.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's they got some pretty cool stuff, and you can find some good finds there. I also got the original Yoda, UCS Yoda.
Oh, the old buildable Yoda one?
The old buildable Yoda, yep. I got that one from Bricks and Minifigs as well. Hey, that U-Wing is coming along, dude.
I know. It's bigger than I thought. I always... Because I haven't built... I've been mostly sticking to the smaller stuff, trying to get through that stuff first. But so I haven't really built a ton of big stuff. This is... Not that this is very big, but it's bigger than I thought.
Meanwhile, I'm over here just putting dots on this...
Black square.
I look over and you're making something 3D. And I'm just... drawing a picture, but it's all right. I'm going to take a break from the art sets after this one.
Yeah, I think that's, we're probably going to be arted out.
Yeah, but I am probably going to start buying some of the instructions.
Just so you can have them for later.
And I'm so tempted with the Target deal.
Like, to just keep, because do a lot of them use the Batman one, or do they use like yeah. the, is that
most
pretty
much? Most of them most use of them, the Batman.
Because yeah. I guess it's a lot of blues and gray and black. That makes sense.
Like, the majority of the ones that I want are from the Batman set, so...
Might as well just stock up on a couple of Batman.
Yeah, but then I'm like, crap, I'm going back to just hoarding sets.
You'll put them together eventually.
Yeah, I still have a lot of sets. And I realize I still have leftover pieces from the Sith art sets, because I made the ultimate Darth Vader.
And that doesn't use every single one, right?
No, so I still have a ton of pieces from that. But the problem isn't the studs, it's the... these like black plates.
You can't really use those for much else.
Yeah, like there's never extra black plates. You use all.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I'd have to buy some black plates just separate, and the frame is like a build in itself. So if I could get stuff just for that, then
yeah, we should. I guess you might be able to get stuff on Bricklink, but I don't know how much that would cost.
Dude, I swear somebody has probably put together like the pieces needed to.
Oh, build I'm sure. The yeah, you could probably just like buy a frame kit on Bricklink or something or eBay. I'm sure you could.
I'll probably just check Bricklink. Have you ever Bricklinked something like that has the Bricklink file type that they've made, where you just like import it into Bricklink? And then it loads the pieces that you need.
I've heard you can do it, but I've never done it myself.
Dude, it's sick.
Because like, it just makes a parts list for you, doesn't it?
Yes. So, wow. So people online that sell custom sets, they will also sell you they'll sell you the digital instructions for the set. And then along with those instructions, there's this file. I forget the file type name. I think it's like a B something. I don't remember. Anyways, you take that file, you upload it onto Bricklink. It's just a drag and drop, and then it loads you the piece list, and like you can choose if you want to do all new pieces or if you want to do the cheapest pieces.
Yeah, wow.
And You can like say buy it from multiple sellers. I don't care.
Or you want it from one person.
You want it from one seller that just has a ton of pieces.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
So I'm like, somebody has had to have made.
I'm 100% sure someone has done that.
That file, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, anyways, I'm going to look into that. Because if I could just buy the plates and the pieces needed for the frame, I really feel like I have a ton of these studs.
I'm sure you could. Fine. Yeah, I'm sure you could. Oh, man, it's a close game.
Yeah, what's the score? Ooh, up 3.
3 minutes left. Oh, man. Mavericks never make it easy on my heart, man.
Dude, welcome to welcome to fandom. Every team is.
I was gonna say, I'm sure it's the same for everybody, but
at least you have one championship with Dirk
that I actually got to see in my lifetime too.
Yeah, dude.
It's not like it was in the '80s or something.
Am I ever gonna see the Jazz win a title? That's the question.
With Danny Ainge at the helm, honestly, I could see it.
Let's hope so.
It just sucks because the West is so stacked.
So stacked. So we'll see. Oh, let's see how our battery's doing here. I don't think we're going to die. I think we got a little bit of time.
That's a good sign.
Wow, we've already been going for 50 minutes.
Really?
It's yeah.
Not felt like that at all.
If you're still listening right now,
to our thank rambling. You
for being here. This has been one of my favorite episodes, honestly.
I was going to say, I think we need to do this more often.
No agenda, just vibes.
I did want to ask you though, so there's been some pretty cool stuff lately that's been revealed or released or leaked. What do you think of the, some of the highlights for me, I mean, a lot of them are good, but the Mario plant.
Oh yeah.
That thing is, I think that's pretty cool. I'll probably
yeah, that's picking up that there, up eventually. Up there with the Bowser.
It's like a video game version of the Botanicals line.
Yes, that's true.
But I think that one's pretty cool. I'll probably get that eventually in the, what's it called? The new modular building.
Oh, the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest one apparently by like a handful of pieces, but it looks really cool. Might be the first modular I buy myself.
I was going to say, yeah, it's tough to like jump back into collecting modulars once you've stopped.
Yeah.
But the one-off ones that are cool, like I'm happy to do that, you know. And that one looks cool by itself. I feel like there were some that it's like you can tell this is made
to be displayed with a bunch of other ones, yeah.
Exactly. No,
I think the Natural History Museum looks good on its own, and I like the content, you know, a museum. Ooh. Nice dagger. Shot. Josh Green dagger. Love to see it.
But yeah, I think that the Natural History Museum looks good on its own. It reminds me of the Natural History Museum in London. They definitely probably got some inspiration from the London Natural History Museum.
Yeah, I said, I'll have to look that up because I have no idea what it's based off. I mean, I feel like Natural History Museums kind of all have a similar design for the most part. But, yeah, I'm sure they did have to get some inspiration from somewhere.
Dude, the London one is crazy. It's like...
I'm sure it's pretty big.
Different from what anything else I've seen. Also, I'm pretty sure it's free.
Was it really?
I'm pretty sure.
Being in Europe, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. It's not just a business. But, yeah, there were, like, kids on field trips there when we went. It was really cute. So, anyways... With modulars, I definitely stopped collecting them. I have the diner. No, I don't have the diner. I have the Palace Cinema, the Town Hall, and the Grand Emporium. So I've got some classic ones.
Yeah, so those are some OGs.
Mm-hmm. I haven't bought any of the new ones. I want to get the Haunted Mansion or the Haunted House before it retires.
Oh, yeah. That's a... Yeah,
it's
that's
not a cool modular, one. But... It's similar.
Close enough. Kind of the same idea, I think.
That's like one of the non-Star Wars sets I like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've tried to stay away from the modulars because I think they're all pretty cool, but it's not a rabbit hole I want to get into.
It's an expensive rabbit hole, too.
Absolutely. Because I know The old ones, they're pretty pricey. Like, if you want to go back and try to, like, get all of them, it'll set you back.
For sure.
I'm trying to think of what else has been coming out, because I think since we've last talked.
Since we've last talked,
there's been quite a bit. What else?
I know that they released today, they showed some photos of the new Sonic sets.
Some
of the new Sonic sets.
Yeah.
New Sonic minifigures, like Shadow from Sonic, which is pretty cool. I actually used to love the game Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. That was like one of my favorite games growing up.
Sonic? I actually don't think I ever really played Sonic growing up, which seems kind of crazy, but yeah, that was one of those like classics that I don't think I ever really played.
Yeah, and now there's going to be some pretty cool Sonic sets, which are definitely more nostalgic. I don't know how much kids nowadays...
Yeah, Sonic... Is there even like Sonic games nowadays? I don't really know.
I don't think so. There was the movie, so maybe there are games, but not that I'm like familiar with, really. But Sonic's cool. Shadow is my favorite character. Shadow's my favorite character, so I'm excited that we're getting a minifigure of him.
And the Animal Crossing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
That was probably one of the bigger reveals. I think it's cool, man. Animal Crossing is a huge game. It's super popular. Has a very diverse fan base. Like, it's going to bring a lot of people into Lego sets, which is cool.
Yeah, which they've been kind of branching out a little bit like that, I feel like, in the past with some of, like, the K-pop and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're definitely trying to bring a lot of people in.
My guess is they're, like, yeah, they're trying to, like, fish to get people into, like, their gateway Lego set. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then after that, you're kind of stuck like the rest of us.
Everybody has one. Everyone has the gateway Lego set.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like, so, like, for you, the Venator, you know, you buy the Venator. That's, like, it's not your gateway. It's, like, you're real committed.
Yeah. So once you make a purchase like that, it's, like, there's no going back.
Once I bought the Millennium Falcon, I'm like, I'm a lifer.
Yeah.
I am in this for life.
Yep.
Like, I'm not, this isn't a phase. This isn't just my childhood. Like, I'm a lifer.
Yeah, I think everyone's got one like that. If you don't have one yet, you will eventually. Just give it some time.
Just give it some time.
There'll be one thing that you love that they'll make in Lego, and you just won't be able to pass it up.
That's true. That's very true. I was going to say that Lego has had some crazy sales as well.
Oh, yeah. Like the gunship and the Razor Crest being on sale on Lego.com, no less.
Yeah, man.
I never thought I'd see the day.
That was crazy. And tell us what you saw at Costco. I also saw it as well.
Yeah, so
break the news.
The UCS Razor Crest was at Costco for $500, I think.
$500, yeah.
Which on its own is a dang good deal, but I might wait and see, like, go again next week or something and see if they still have it, if it's reduced anymore.
Costco does lower their prices with stuff if it's, like, hanging around. Yeah,
because I've seen it on some other stuff. Like, there was one, like, the big just box, like, of pieces. It was, like, 1,000 pieces or something like that, and it was, like, $30. And then I just waited because I was like, I bet you this will go down because they still had, like, pallets of it. And then it was, like, $15 or $20 for, like, it was random pieces. But I was like, man, you can't pass that up for $1,000.
For $15.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting to see if the Razor Crest will drop a little bit. Because I was tempted. I can't lie. I was tempted at $500. But I was like, man, it might. Because they had quite a few of them. So I was like, I think this will be around for a little bit.
Does that make you feel like the Razor Crest wasn't that popular?
Maybe, which, I mean, I'm kind of surprised by that, to be honest with you. But, maybe.
You and I were there day one.
There was a good amount of people there. But, I mean, it has been a year, I guess, since it came out already. Over a year.
Yeah, because I got it for my birthday last year. And, yeah, so it's definitely been out a year. And, yeah, I don't know, maybe Maybe it just hasn't been as popular.
I guess. But yeah, I was surprised when I saw it, 'cause I never thought we'd see a set that big at Costco, and definitely not the Razor Crest.
Yeah, I'm still regretting not getting the R2-D2 while it was there.
Oh, yeah, because that was, what, like, 160? It was, like, 40 or 50 bucks off or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, because it's 220 now, I think.
Oh, yeah, because they raised the price. Yeah, I remember.
So, I regret not getting it. All right, Thrawn is coming together.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. You'd love to see it.
Getting there.
How many more do you have? Is that halfway, or you got more than that?
I've got three more.
Oh, that's not bad.
Three more of these brought. So I've done 6 of 9, so 2/3.
Oh, that's not bad.
2/3 of the way done. But while we've been recording, I've done, I think, 2 of these.
Yeah, so I think you've done 2. Not bad progress, my friend.
It's getting there. You can tell it's him.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's recognizable.
Especially once I get it all finished, I think it'll really look good. He's got those really defined cheeks.
Say, my man's been in the gym. He's got the physique.
Yeah, this is like the animated. No, it's not the Rebels version. It's like the book version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the pictures of him that they have in the books. The
fan fiction version.
Yeah. But you can still tell it's Thrawn.
Yeah, oh yeah. Blue,
just
red eyes.
And red eyes. So, anyways. I'll probably hit one more of these blocks. And,
your finger's gotta be feeling it, I'm sure.
Yeah. You're almost done with the E-Wing, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I think I got a couple more bags. Going slower than I thought I was.
I'm distracting you. Did you pull up your Instagram to see if there was something you wanted to...
Oh, no, that's what I was going to do. I know there's something I missed. I'm sure there has been.
There's that dinosaur, like...
Oh, yeah. That thing is pretty cool. Like the T-Rex skull. T-Rex, it's kind of like a little display thing from the Jurassic... Oh, apparently... I don't know if you've seen that yet today, but X-Men Jet is coming next year, it looks like.
Oh, the Avengers Tower.
Yeah. That was a big revealed. One. Yeah, that thing is... And the Ornithopter, is that what it's called?
Oh, from...
Ornithopter, Dune?
From Dune, yeah. I'm not a huge Dune guy, but...
No,
they have Dune sets.
I've never even seen it, but the ship thing looks kind of cool. I'm sure I would appreciate it more if I knew anything about Dune, but...
Dune fans got to be happy.
I'm sure. Yeah, the Avengers Tower, what is it? It's like 5,000 pieces, and it's got like 30 minifigures in it or something crazy like that.
Yeah, dude, it's sick. And can I tell you that Loki is like my new favorite Marvel character?
Isn't the second season of
Loki is out right now, yeah. New episode tomorrow. So I really like it. Tom Hiddleston is my man crush, dude. Love that guy.
I feel like Tom Hiddleston has been like carrying the Marvel shows. Like Loki has been. Hasn't Loki been like the best one? I haven't really watched many of them, but
it's been the best one for sure.
That's what my coworkers have told me, is that Loki is definitely probably one of the best.
It's carrying right now, for sure. And I think it's going to continue to carry because Loki is such a good character. He's a good actor too. But yeah, that OG Avengers movie, I love that movie. It's a good one. But Loki's still bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a bad job of keeping up with the Marvel stuff. I saw Thor, the last Thor, but I mean, I haven't seen... There's a ton of stuff. The shows, I think we watched WandaVision, which was like the very first one that came out, and I don't even know if we've watched any of them since then. Oh,
yeah. And then I saw like the new Spider-Man after Endgame.
Oh, yeah, we saw one of the, not Miles, not the Spider-Verse, but we saw like the Far From Home or whatever the newest one was. We saw that, I remember.
Yeah. So the newest one was No Way Home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what it was.
But there was also Far From Home, which was after Endgame.
Okay.
So, anyways, I think that Marvel is pretty hit or miss right now. But it's cool to get the Avengers Tower, which is kind of like OG Marvel, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be cool. It's going to be huge. I'm excited to see that one. When is that? I don't know. Let me see. I don't remember when that one was supposed to come out.
Yeah, I'm not
that
sure.
That might be later this year.
Or in 2024. I think it's 2024.
Might be beginning of 2024. Just trying to look back and see.
So we're in November right now, which means there's got to be some Black Friday deals coming up.
I thought I saw something about how there's going to be like the, there's some stuff going on right now. Like there's like the Galileo gift with purchase, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That is happening now. And then I think for, there's supposed to be like, like what it used to be VIP, I guess is insiders now, right?
Yep.
So there's like, I think there's supposed to be like insiders weekend or something like before Black Friday, either before or after. And then, so I think there's probably going to be, like, double points and some sales and probably a gift with... I saw that the Magisto Workshop, that, like, classic castle remake gift with purchase is probably going to be around then, so I'm definitely going to be keeping my eyes peeled for that one.
You're the gift with purchase king.
Yeah, I definitely... I never buy... I mean, not never, but if I'm buying stuff, I make sure I get something free with it.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability, because it's like, if you're going to buy it anyway, might as well wait for to get some little bonus. But
you truly are the gift with purchase king. You just got the... Isn't the Mickey thing sold out?
I think it's done. Yeah, I think that ended a couple days ago. I think Galileo is the one now, and I think that one's up for like the next 2 weeks or something like that.
They go by quick, dude.
I know. It seems like the Mickey one just came out and now it's gone. Especially if they sell out. Usually they don't, unless it's like a Star Wars one or something, but...
Did I tell you that I sold the Venator gift with purchase?
I didn't even get it. I remember I like tried to get it, but I think it was sold out by the time I tried to order it, so I just waited. But yeah, what did you get for it?
I think like $95.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would take that. Because that one, I mean, the credit thing is kind of cool, but, like, it's, like, patches, right? Like, why?
It's not that cool.
It's kind of, like, why? I don't like when they do, like, non-Lego stuff.
Give us Lego. That's what we want.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. I thought we were here to get Lego, not some patches you iron onto.
When Lego almost died, like, in the early 2000s, the reason was because they strayed away from building Lego. Like, from selling Lego. They were trying to sell clothing, they were trying to sell like different merchandise that just wasn't,
and they were getting like super specialized and all that too. Like, I think weren't they making like a ton of different molds and stuff that they would like only use once? I thought I read something about that too. They just kind of went a little crazy,
and then after they just stuck to the basics and they got licensing with these like Star Wars and these really popular licenses, they've just like popped off, you know. Now it's the biggest toy company in the world.
To think they almost didn't make it.
Isn't that crazy? So I was thinking about it the other day, and like my two hobbies, one, Lego, biggest toy company in the world, like by a long shot. And then Pokemon, biggest entertainment intellectual property in the world. So like surpasses Mickey Mouse, surpasses you know, you name it, whoever, whatever, Star Wars, you know, like it surpasses all those. And I'm just like, how did that happen? Like, I guess maybe just because they're marketed very well, so I ended up getting sucked in. But I genuinely love them, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say they done both of them for years.
And I guess the nostalgia piece too, but I'm just happy with it. Happy with both of them. It's both really fun hobbies.
Yeah, I was going to say, never a dull moment with these things. Always something to do or look forward to.
That's true, dude. That is true. There is something to look forward to always. And it's always like, oh, what's my next build? Or what am I building right now?
Yeah.
People at work are always asking me, like, oh, did you build a Lego set this weekend? Like, I did, actually. Yeah, and I feel like I have like a responsibility that I have to.
I was gonna say you're like the office Lego builder, so you're gonna let everybody down if you don't.
Yeah.
Put something together.
Show me what you built this weekend, dude. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I got one coworker that he's a big Lego and Star Wars fan too, so we talk all the time, and he keeps asking me what I'm gonna build a Venator. I'm like, man, don't make me feel bad. I want to, but I can't.
That's funny. Are you even gonna crack it open and like get out Rex or something?
I might. I think I just kind of want to wait for the whole experience at once at this point, I think.
So everyone's so upset about like the holes in the side of the helmets.
Yeah.
What's your take?
To be honest with you, like, they really don't bother me. Like, I think if you really dig into, like, if you want to get, like, super detailed and super, like, movie accurate and all that, like, I guess they kind of make a difference, but to me, I don't really care. Like, I mean, it doesn't make sense, I guess, for some of the clones, like, where if they don't have any of the visor or antenna or anything like that, but, I mean, Lego's a toy, like, it's... At the end of the day, it's for kids, so it's like, why would they not make a way you can customize the clone trooper or something? I mean, I don't know. I don't get why it's such a big deal. And to me, they look good. I don't know all the intricate details of what a phase 2 clone trooper is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, they look like what they're supposed to. So I don't know. I guess I can understand if you're really going for accuracy and all that, but it's like, at the end of the day, man, I don't understand the big deal personally.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, this is my hot take. The people that are complaining about holes on the side of helmets are the same people that will spend $150 on Jedi Bob, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like, these figures that are, like, just nostalgic, but they were, like, not perfect, you know?
Yeah.
No. Or, like, the original Jango Fett or the Cloud City Boba Fett. Like, those things are, like, Cloud City Boba Fett is, like, a $2,000 minifigure or something.
Which is
like
absurd.
And it's like, it's not perfect, you know?
No.
Like, Boba Fett's
helmet it was not a helmet and jetpack in one.
I know.
as much as I love that piece, like, come on.
I don't know, it's just funny, like, people will complain about, you know, the newer figures not looking how they want them to, but then...
Yeah, they're going by an old one that, like, makes no sense.
It's Cloud City Boba Fett that has his helmet connected to his jetpack? Perfect. Grail.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just, it doesn't really make sense to me. And like, I think, to me, part of it is that we've gotten so spoiled with how accurate so many figures are that, like, if every single one is not, like, exactly how it looks in the movie or show or whatever, then people complain. Which, to me, doesn't make any sense. Because it's like, as long as it looks like it should, like, there's not any egregious... The one I can't understand is in the Coruscant Guard gunship, Fox. Isn't his, like, torso the wrong color or something like that?
I think so.
Which, to me, that makes sense. Like, if it's not... Like, that's a pretty big thing, I think, that they should get right. But, like, if there's holes in the side of the helmet, man, and they're used... Like, you can use them to do something, I don't see the big deal.
Yeah, you, like, put something in it. You know, you can put his little, antenna in it.
You can put a visor, antenna, something.
Visor.
So, to me, I don't see the big deal.
Yeah. But it's all right. People can have their opinion. It's their money.
Yeah, to each their own.
It's their money to spend, so that's all right. Dude, this is a good idea for us to build while we chat.
100%.
Because I think it brings up, like... things we've been thinking about as far as Lego goes.
Yeah, stuff we might not have talked about otherwise.
Yeah. So if you guys want to hear something funny, my computer died like 20 minutes ago.
You gotta own up to it.
We literally thought we just lost all of what we recorded. So there might be a couple choppy spots, but luckily everything's saved. So God bless. God bless modern technology.
Yeah, we got lucky. Thankfully.
Even though this is not like the most modern technology, we're doing our best out here.
Yeah, we got lucky. We definitely dodged one there.
But it's working out. It's working out. I'll edit where we...
You probably won't even... I'm sure with
you guys probably won't even notice.
With your editing skills, you wouldn't have even noticed.
My editing skills... my editing skills are pretty subpar. They're not, or I guess they're not very good.
I know you could do better than I could. I'll just leave it that way. I don't know if I've, I think the only things I've edited are like school projects, like where I like had to make a video or something. That's probably the only time I've ever edited anything.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's people out there that that's their full-time job. They edit YouTube videos.
I guess you'd get pretty good at it with practice. I just can't imagine having to do that. I respect.
Yeah, seriously, it's not easy. You have to be smart. You have to
have a sense of comedic timing and all that too. Like if, especially if it's funny stuff, because that can make or break some stuff. Like I've watched YouTube videos where you can tell they have good editors and stuff, because it makes it a whole lot funnier.
Like, and it's more engaging.
Yeah, absolutely.
Takes a full team, dude. People are always I'm like, sure. Oh, you can just make money on YouTube. Just make YouTubes.
Yeah, good luck like, with that. Dude. Just start making YouTubes and see how far you get.
It's not that easy. Like, these people that are making money, they have a full team of people. And if they're on their own, they're spending so much
time. It's literally more than a full-time job, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, they're working so hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not just as easy as people make it sound. It's cool. Yeah, like, it's cool that Mr. Beast makes so much money on his videos, you know, but
he also spends a lot. Yeah, not just him doing it.
And, yeah, he has a whole team. He has a company, basically. An empire.
Yeah.
I read that, like, he's gotten, like, too expensive for most brand deals.
Oh, like what
people would, like, do.
Because he just, I'm sure he just rakes in so much that he can charge a ton for his, for
yeah, ads like, he gets 200 million views on a video. It's like,
that's insane.
That's way more than the Super Bowl gets, you know?
Yeah, that's.
So it's like, to do a brand deal with him, it's got to be so much money. And it's like, so he just started his own companies. Literally did.
Yeah.
Like Feastables or whatever, his chocolate brand.
Yeah, I've seen them in the stores. I've never tried it, but I've seen them in the stores.
I've seen like him and his buddies like hiding out to watch people buy Feastables. And then if you buy it, they give you like 10 grand.
I'm actually like, being able to do that. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, dude, he does that all the time. He gives away so much money. It's crazy. It's funny, though. We're cruising along these builds.
I know. I'm getting one of the wings of this E-wing down.
I'm going to give you guys a good ASMR. Doesn't that sound good?
I love that sound.
Just some Lego pieces. You don't want to block this sound out, right?
No.
You want to hear these sounds. It's adding to the experience of the podcast.
It's how you know it's authentic. We don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk.
Okay, so Isaac, before we get ready to end the podcast, one thing you want to say about what you're looking forward to with the future of your Lego building, not just Lego coming out, but things in the future that you're looking forward to for you with your Lego hobby.
That's it.
My cat's scratching at the door.
Wants to get in. That's tough. I mean, I'd love to start working through more, and I've gotten better at. There was a time where I either was too busy or just doing other things that I didn't really build much, but I've tried to get back on track with putting stuff together and displaying it and all that. So I've built a couple things, especially while I had my wisdom teeth out. I built the giant Lego figure. I think I sent you the picture of that. That thing was pretty cool. I built Ahsoka's shuttle. That was cool. And then I just built the little Death Star gift with purchase from early. I think it was the May 4th one. I just built that the other night. And building this now. But yeah, I think just trying to get back in the groove of building at least probably maybe like one set a week or something like that, give or take. Just because I have a huge backlog. It's not even funny. But I do want to get through it.
Got it. So kind of just
Just keep building.
Allotting that time.
Yeah, making sure I make time to do it, I think is my biggest thing right now.
Yeah, I feel like I like that too. Like I like to be consistent, you know.
Mm-hmm. Try to make it not schedule it per se, but you know, just try to make some time every week or even every day a little bit to put something together.
It's making time for yourself, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's self-care, right?
It's that mental health, bro. It is self-care.
There's something to be said. I've talked to a coworker about this as well. Like it really is like calms you down. It is like therapy in a way. Like you just kind of, you're focusing on something, not really thinking about other things. It is nice. It is. I think it is self-care. I think you could classify it as something like that.
Love it. Love it, man. So for me, I'm really excited. So if this was being recorded like 2 weeks ago, I would have said that looking forward, I was just excited to sort through my backlog of sealed sets and, you know, sell things that I didn't want and really cherish the things that I do want and do want to keep. But I think now it's kind of maintaining that, getting things that I really want, that I know I'm going to build, and not just getting things because I want to keep them sealed, you know?
Yeah, no, and, I'm with you.
Yeah, and like getting things that I'm excited to display,
mm-hmm.
And that I have a spot to display. I think that's big as well, but that actually excites me more than it like feels like it's limiting. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like a limiting thing. It's more everything that I build, everything that I buy, I really love and I'm excited about. So it's almost more like selective.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, yeah, for me, that's one of my long-term, because everything's at my parents. But eventually, I want to go through my super old, like, childhood Lego and sell off some of that or, build it. And if I want to keep it. If not, just sell it, because I have the stuff I have that I started buying in college that I haven't even taken out of the box. And then I've got everything from when I was a kid up through high school that I have built or taken apart in bags or just random loose in bins. So
yeah,
it'll take me forever, but I do eventually want to get to that point where I can start going through that super old stuff too,
because then it feels more like a building hobby than mm-hmm. it is storage,
yeah,
and stressing about where you're going to put things hobby, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah, so I know I've got some good, especially Star Wars, but I've got some good old stuff in my collection that I want to see that I haven't seen in years, so I'm eventually want to do that.
That's exciting, honestly. Like that excites
it's
me.
It's almost like having like getting new stuff, because yeah. I haven't built any of it in so long.
It's like treasure hunting.
Exactly. And I think most of it is taken apart, so it's not like I'm pulling it built out of a box or something. Like I'm gonna have to build pretty much all of it again, which I think is gonna be fun. I'm excited.
Do you want to know what I have a ton of that I don't want anymore? Two things. One, Hero Factories.
That was definitely not what I was expecting.
Bro, I went through this phase where I was like, Bionicle and Hero Factory is coming back. Like, I'm getting all the good stuff. And so now I just have like a bunch of them in storage. And I'm just like, I don't need these, you know? Well, they're all built. Awesome. I don't have any sealed ones, so they're harder to sell.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you could just make a giant lot. Just sell them all at once.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, sadly, Speed Champions.
Oh, yeah.
I went through a Speed Champions phase where I was like, I want to collect all the Speed Champions. And now I'm just like, I don't want these.
I think I might only have one that I can remember. I have that one that came out, I think, in like 2018 with the two Porsches. The Porsche 911 and then like the Porsche race car.
Yeah.
The green Porsche and then like the white race car. I got that one because I love the Porsche 911. It's like my favorite car. But I think that's the only one I have.
I think that like picking a niche within Lego is really good. keeps you like focused and makes your collection feel more complete.
Yeah.
Rather than just like jumping in and out of things.
Yeah, because I do tend to get eventually most of the things that I want, even if it's not Star Wars. But yeah, if I got like absolutely everything that I thought was cool, I would have no money and no space. And
no space.
Nothing.
And no fiance.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Hey, it's all right, you know? It's practicing some self-control,
yeah,
you know?
It's always good. But yeah, I mean, it's never ending. Like, if you, like I said, if you get everything you think is cool, it never stops. So you do have to pick for your own sanity. You got to pick something and kind of stick with it.
Yeah.
Branch out here and there every once in a while, but.
Well, man, I finished my last block that I'm going to do for the day. I've only got two left, but.
Your fingers are crying. Dogs are barking.
My fingers are tired. My cat is at the door.
I was going to say, I think she wants to come hang out.
But no, we can keep building. I just figure, you know, we're at time right now. We've kept these people long enough. Yeah. So.
No, I think that was a good first try at this. I think it's definitely something we'll have to do again.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you want to say to the listeners before we go?
Build your sealed Lego sets.
There you go.
It's my parting wisdom.
If you're out there listening, put this podcast on in the future while you're building.
Yeah, I say just listen to it while you're building. It's perfect.
We can build together. You don't have to build alone. You can listen to us while we build and make these sounds.
See that? I didn't get a good click, but you get.
Let's hear a click. Let's hear a click.
I need to. I don't know what it would be.
There we go. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Yes, it's been great here in the Brick Room. We're back for more. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, maybe a Black Friday special or something, yeah, before absolutely. Thanksgiving. We'll point out some fun deals. Maybe do another build episode. This has been a lot of fun. So yeah, good really for Isaac and I.
I really enjoyed it.
But everybody have a happy Thanksgiving if we don't chat before then. Hopefully we do. But if not, holidays are coming up.
Upon us.
Should be a good time. Best time of year, honestly.
Yes, so. Sir.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Brick Room. We really appreciate your support, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Yes, sir. See ya.
Peace out.